Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, Tim Dixon, to talk about an unusual event taking place this Saturday. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on to talk about, it's called the Crappy Car Show. How'd the idea for something like this come along, Tim?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, Kevin, it was just kind of a brain child that I had, I guess, and I was just kind of wanting to put it together, and people kind of thought I was a little crazy for trying it, and I said, you know what, I'm going to try it anyway. I think that there just might be an audience for this, so I'm going to try it.
All right.
We thought it'd be fun.
It's happening on Saturday. Where's it taking place, Tim?
It's happening at the Aranac County Fairgrounds. We're here in Standish.
All right. Now, when we talk about a crappy car show, what are we talking about? What kind of vehicles are invited to come on out?
Well, this particular car show, all the classic cars that you normally see with the beautiful chrome and shiny paint and all that good stuff,
yeah,
those are not the ones we're looking for. Okay, we're looking for more your everyday beaters or the rusty ones, the plow trucks, the rusted ones, the rotted ones, the dented ones, and we even have a lawnmower class.
Really?
So we really wanted to make it a big fun show to kind of see what we can pull out of the woods for backwoods ingenuity.
I see. Now, the only stipulation from what I can understand is it's got to run?
It has to run on the ground. You can trailer it there, but it has to be able to run on the grounds and park itself.
All right. Is this happening all day on Saturday?
It's happening from 10 to 3 is the show. And then at 3 p.m., we're giving away 20 crappy trophies.
All right. Now this, you know, usually you go to a car show, you know what they're going to be judging on. What kind of the things are the judges going to be looking for this event?
Well, what's going to happen for this particular event is we have the participants voting, but also the spectators will be able to vote as well to help set things off. So they're going to be looking for things like best paint, or excuse me, not the best paint, the worst paint.
Okay.
The most rust. We even have an award for the most likely to score chicks. I mean, it's just kind of all big fun.
It's all about fun. Yeah, all right. Now, registration, if somebody's got a car or a vehicle that fits this description, do they need to register in advance or register there? How does it work?
You can register the day of the show. There's no pre-registration. This was actually kind of our first annual to try it out type of thing and see how it goes. And it actually ended up being much, much bigger than what we may have anticipated.
Yeah.
But registration is just $10 to register any vehicle that you want to. It can be bicycle, can be any form of transportation, lawnmowers, whatever you want to register. It doesn't matter. It's $10 to register. And registration starts at 9 a.m., so they're going to have to get up early.
Yeah.
And be at the show. The registry starts at 9, show kicks off at 10.
All right. Now, not only are there vehicles, but you got some other things going on, too. So bring the whole family. You got some games and some other stuff?
Yep. There's going to be some different games there, all different kinds of things, some car-related. We're focusing a lot on some of the best of redneck ingenuity, like I said, with duct tape and zip ties and bungee cords. That's really what it's all about.
That is. Plus, you got vendors and some food, so come on out and spend the day.
Yes, we do. Yep. All right. It'll be a great time.
Now, any charge for spectators?
Admission is free, but there's a $2 parking.
$2 parking. That's it. So bring the whole family on out. Sounds like a fun day. And this is rain or shine, so don't worry about the weather on this thing.
That's right. We don't care if the cars get wet or dirty.
Yeah. Now, Tim, if they want more information about the car show Saturday, how do they get more info on this?
They can visit us on facebook.com/crappycarshow.
That's it. All right. So check them out on Facebook, Crappy Car Show, and make sure you're out there on Saturday. It sounds like a fun day. It sounds like a unique kind of car show, and I've not heard of this before, so looking forward to it this Saturday. And Tim Dixon, who put together the Crappy Car Show for this Saturday at the Aranac County Fairgrounds just off M61 Standish, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Eye today.
Thanks for having us, Kevin. I really appreciate it. Thank you.